Is that loud?
Oh, these stupid headphones.
We have to get a more professional start to the podcast.
Broadcasting from Edmonton's majestic used hubcap district.
It's a podcast.
I just can't pull off a onesie.
No, neither can I.
That's not good.
Kids today with their inline skates and their longboards that roll over everything.
Totally weird and wild. It works, but it's weird.
You know what's underrated?
Ravioli.
Oh, God, that's awful. It smells like smoke coming off someone's ass.
My God, do people not know I'm at work?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Hero dog, he's a hero dog. That's the jingle I'm working on.
Hero dog.
Here comes hero dog.
Pretty crazy story coming out of this Easter long weekend.
I love this story.
Down in beautiful Tabor, Alberta.
The home of no fun.
Where the corn grows as tall as an elephant's eye. That's what I always say.
You do. Yeah, I've heard you say that so many times.
There was a story from last week down in Tabor of a guy, don't know what he was doing, don't know how this happened, but he ended up getting stuck in some mud in a ditch somewhere.
Yeah, in a field.
What a way. In my head, this is not what happened, but in my head, this is where you turn it into a movie where a guy gets stuck in mud, police eventually find him, discover the bodies of all his victims.
Oh, it was visiting his killing field.
It was his gravesite.
Oh.
Oh, man, that'd be juicy.
Now, we got to be careful we don't imply that that's what was going on.
That is absolutely not what happened.
Like, if we were turning this, like you said, into a movie, that'd be a good... Ooh, yeah.
It's an episode of Criminal Minds right there. No, what actually happened is this guy got stuck in some mud, and he ended up getting stuck. He was there for 2 days.
48 hours, they said. And it was cold out. Like, that picture, there's snow everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
So how does mud operate when it's that cold?
What was going on over there?
Yeah.
So this guy's stuck in mud for 2 days, can't get out. He's stranded. Good thing he's with his dog named Hero.
Yeah.
Who hung out with him.
It's a good thing that dog's name wasn't, I don't know.
Deadbeat?
Coward?
Runaway? No, Hero the dog ended up staying with his owner, laid with him at night to keep him warm, fought off some coyotes at one point, and then eventually wandered off to try and get some help. Ended up like biting someone who was walking their dog nearby.
Yeah.
And at first, the guy who was walking his dog was like, look at this jerk dog. He bit me.
He just bit me, and he bit the guy's dog too, right?
Did some damage, I think.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, this dog's a menace. Calls the police. Police show up. They spot the menace dog. And they're like, oh, we got you now, son. They go to, catch him in a giant net or whatever it is they do.
And he's like, no, this way, follow me.
And then they heard the screams, the cries for help from the guy stuck in the mud. The dog attracted the help that got the police, saved the owner.
Yeah.
And so if you're wondering, the guy who got bit and his dog who got bit, they needed some work done. But once they were told the story, they were like, ooh, okay.
Yeah, we can let this one slide.
Yeah, we're less furious than we were before.
Yeah, and now people have set up a GoFundMe to pay for the surgery or the vet care that the dog needs that got bitten.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a beautiful story all around.
It is. The dog, Hero the dog, ended up saving his owner.
I do want to know what was going on in that field, though.
What was he doing out there?
What was he doing? It was sort of, you can see kind of industrial buildings in the background.
Yeah, there's some factory, some sugar factory.
Sugar factory, that's what it was.
Yeah. Is that the one that was on strike? Is that why I couldn't get brown sugar?
I don't know.
Don't even get me started on that, boy.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Solving the world's problems one podcast at a time.
Well, they're not technically hero dogs. They do kind of have the same energy. The workers at Loop City.
Yeah, they won't bite you.
They won't bite you, but if you were stuck in a mud ditch somewhere... They would fight off coyotes for you.
They would not sleep until they got you out of that mud.
And in between fighting coyotes and keeping you warm, they would expertly change your oil.
Yeah, and they can do that for you probably right now, depending on what time of day it is you're listening to this. But if it's like normal daytime hours or early evening, you could probably go see them right now for an oil change.
There was only a way to see their hours and locations.
There isn't. That's the problem with the whole business model.
Damn.
Hang on. No, they're on the internet.
You
can find them at lubecity.ca. They've got 27 Alberta locations.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Just two guys watching the world go by.
Maybe in a different time, a different place, I would have been a found food eater, but not now.
I mean, you can't judge people in desperate, hard times.
Yeah.
But if you have the choice of eating food you find on the floor or not, I tend to lean no.
You have questions? Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly have answers.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
My name's Garner. Look, there's Bryce Kelly. There's you. All of us here on Easter Monday, nursing a Cadbury mini egg hangover. Did you go nuts on those this weekend?
I tried to maintain.
Oh, how'd you do?
Not great.
No.
Who am I fooling? I bought one of those big bags, like the big bag. And I'm really trying not to eat it all at once.
Oh, I can't stop. My beautiful wife gave me, the bag that, I don't know, it's like this big. It's not a huge one, but it lasted me 15 minutes. I couldn't stop. I kept shaking the bag into my hoodie pocket yesterday. So I'd be walking around the house with a hoodie pocket full of mini eggs. Couldn't stop eating them.
It's like they're trying to do us a favor by making them outrageously expensive. And even then, I'm like the Kool-Aid man bursting through the wall. Like, you can't stop
me. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's nuts. I got to figure out who... when I got to the radio station this morning, I had to step over somebody's skip the dishes order that's been sitting outside all weekend.
Oh, man, is this ever sad.
It's right at the staff entrance to the building. So it doesn't have a name on it or anything, but it's a large pizza, a Diet Coke, and a lemonade. And so clearly somebody, that's like probably a $50 order, would you guess?
Oh, I wouldn't. I would be shocked if it was that high, but it's obviously disappointing, and it's a clear-cut case of someone, they ordered the pizza over the weekend but didn't change the address on their
the delivery address, yeah.
And that's a mistake you only make once. I'm more surprised that it survived the weekend.
I know.
That, no drifters walking past, no troubled
coyotes.
Youth, no coyotes.
Like the coyotes that come in off the track. I've run into them in the parking lot here before. The pizza is still sitting there. So if you want a pizza, there's a pizza in front of the radio station.
I would assume it has PP on it.
It's a PP pizza?
Just because it's been sitting on the ground for who knows how long.
Do you know what kind of pizza that is? Meat Lovers Organic. How do you do a Meat Lovers Organic?
Yeah, what's going on here?
Yeah, you can't just put the word organic on everything.
I would feel a little bit embarrassed if I ordered something and it went to the wrong address just because the other person would then see what I'm ordering. And they're like, oh, my God, this guy's got problems.
Whose order do you think that is? I'm going to guess either Lauren or
maybe
Taylor, maybe.
I feel like they would come pick it up. That's the other thing, is this person ordered a pizza. It didn't show up. They must have realized the mistake.
Oh, no, they probably wrote a tersely worded letter to skip the dishes and blamed them, where in fact it's sitting in front of the radio station right now.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
So somebody we work with ordered food over the weekend that never arrived at their house. Instead, it came to the radio station.
And so I posted a photo of it online. Said, do we don't know how long it sat out. I could have been there since Thursday night for all we know. Do we eat it?
That's the front door of the radio station. That's not the staff entrance. So very few people come through that door. I do because I park right outside. But I don't know. Maybe nobody noticed it was sitting here all weekend.
Most people in the comments seem to be saying, go for it.
Eat it.
Because you think of the temperatures outside is probably similar to a fridge.
Yeah, but I'm not even worried about that. Like, what if somebody came along, opened the box, and...
What if they used the pizza as a Kleenex?
Boo.
Or toilet paper.
Or worse. What if it's a booger pizza now?
I can't be eating booger pizza.
Not again. I won't fall for that again.
Like, it's also April Fool's Day, so I just assume everything is out to get me. So what if this is a diarrhea pizza in disguise?
No, what did somebody say? Galloping diarrhea.
Yeah, they used the word galloping.
Wow.
Very descriptive.
What is galloping diarrhea? Is that where you have to just sort of gallop? Not quite a sprint, but you have to gallop to the bathroom?
Maybe it's a gallop to the hospital.
Ew, gross. Anyway, would you eat it? I don't know. I don't think most people would eat it. And then, of course, there's the prerequisite. Give it to a homeless person.
Again,
it's been sitting outside probably all weekend. If they wanted it, they would have taken it.
Yeah. What if I give that to someone in need and it turned out to be a...
Diarrhea pizza.
Diarrhea pizza.
You would feel bad about that.
Then I would be canceled.
Uh-huh. Anyway, 10029. Do you eat found food?
No. No, I don't. Someone says Skip usually puts stickers on everything. Well, there was no sticker on this.
No, so. There isn't.
No.
It was handwritten on the box what the order was. And it said meat lovers organic.
But no, I would not eat found food. It just, I live in fear of the booger pizza. That's what it is. I'm a coward.
Somebody said plot twist. That's not lemonade.
Ooh,
gross. What if you were sitting in a mall food court, Bryce? And the person sitting at the table next to you, they didn't finish all, because you and I both are on board. Mall food, mall Chinese food is the best mall food court food.
Mm-hmm.
Mall Chinese food. What if they stood up from their and they didn't clear their place and there were two or three chicken balls still left on their plate? Untouched.
The siren song would be pretty loud.
But would you leave those? I would be afraid that I was on like one of those hidden camera shows.
Yeah. That's, yeah, candy camera.
Like, is that the guy from the radio eating somebody else's food?
Because, I mean, you've walked down the hallway of a hotel before and seen maybe someone put their room service thing out in front of the door.
It's always amazing what people reject from room service. What is that?
What, are you going to not eat your fries? Your fries.
Are you too good for these fries? Are you too good for that tiny little bottle of Heinz ketchup? You too good for that? Put that in your suitcase and take that with you.
It's really tempting to just drive by and scoop it up like a hawk picking a fish out of a river.
Yeah. You too good for half a clubhouse sandwich? Do you know how much it cost to bring that clubhouse sandwich to your room?
Yeah, that's a $47 sandwich.
Yeah, I can't believe what people just put back in the hallway.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
I am not going to eat the pizza that was just sitting in front of the radio station when I got here today. That's weird to me. And it's not like I have high standards. I just would. How long's it been sitting there? What has happened to that pizza over the course of a weekend? I don't know how long it's been sitting there for. Somebody texted and said, when I had roommates skip the dishes, delivered food to our house, and I accepted it, assuming it was ordered by my roommates. When I texted them and said, your food is here, they said, we didn't order anything. So free famoso for me. That's different because you took it right out of the skip driver's hands. So that's fine. I hope it was a flavor of pizza that you enjoyed. Not one of those weird ones. Somebody else. It's okay, this is on the topic of found food. And it just says, not real proud of this, but when I was a broke-ass student, I would get off the train at Southgate, walk through the food court. If there were leftovers sitting on tables, I wouldn't hesitate to have a few fries or a spring roll. I'd just pull up, sit down like it was my food, and chow down. Yeah, that's rough. And it is expensive out there these days. You probably knew that. People are struggling. Have you had to go to extremes in order to feed yourself?
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
My name's Garner Andrews. That's Bryce Kelly. Neither one of us big on eating found food. It's just sitting on the street. I'm not going to eat it.
No, I just assume that it was used as a Kleenex.
Yeah. So that pizza is still sitting out in front of the radio station, right?
I brought it inside.
Oh, you did?
Because, you know, I'm so considerate and whatnot.
Where did you put it?
It's still by the front door. It's just on the inside.
Oh, okay.
I want the whoever's pizza it is to have that joy. It'd be like, you know, Christmas morning, finding all the presents under your tree. Maybe they're going to rush in today and they want to find their pizza.
I wonder who it was. I need to find out who it was. Obviously, it was somebody who works here, ordered Skip the Dishes, but didn't change the delivery address. So it got sent to work. They probably were sitting at home waiting for their pizza all night. They're probably starving. I want to find out who paid, I'm going to guess about $40 for a pizza to have it sit outside all weekend.
There's a possibility that maybe that person swang from the chandeliers and that was a 2 a.m. pizza order. And they don't even know that. And then they forgot they got it ordered.
Somebody said, not found food, but a found food prank. I pulled the Joey Tribbiani. Can you believe somebody left this on the bus after everyone had eaten some of the fruit tray I bought to a meeting at work?
Oh, nice.
I bought it at Sobeys. That's funny. That joke never gets old. I do like that joke.
That's a solid one.
Found food. I dated a girl that was so afraid of someone putting something gross in her food, she wouldn't even eat in restaurants.
Ooh.
If she couldn't see what was being cooked, she would not eat it. I like to go out. That relationship didn't last. No, I can't imagine it would.
No, that would get very old.
Yeah.
To live in fear like that, they must have got burned in their past.
Yeah, you would have to think. Probably got very, very sick to their pants.
It's the Gunnar Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Somebody just texted, too. I got to find, where are you living? They said, we get food misdelivered to our house all the time. It's often left on our porch until we find it. We never let it go to waste. Except the spinach pineapple arugula pizza. My husband tried to eat it, but noped out before finishing one slice. Yeah, that's gross. But like I said, where are you living that you constantly get someone else's food delivered to your house? And you don't live in fear that one day Skip is going to catch on and charge you like $19,000 for all the food that you've eaten that wasn't yours to eat?
You're listening to the Gunnar Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Somebody said last week on the first day at a new job site, we saw two paper bags sitting on the snow at the gate with a "have a nice meal" handwritten on them. They weren't ours and must have been from a driver that couldn't find the address. We decided that if they were still there after a few hours, we would take them. Sure enough, upon opening the bags, inside was a full-on Indian buffet. We thanked many Indian gods while eating that delicious meal. Oh, man. I can taste that right now. On another topic that's kind of related to found food, I asked the question a while ago about, you know, what kind of measures you've had to go to in order to feed yourself. Maybe in the past, maybe in the present. And I bring this up because everything is getting more expensive. I don't know if you've noticed or have heard any news reports, but it's like all anybody's talking about. And at some point, we're going to have to make some sacrifices if you haven't already. This is from Lacey. To save money on food and groceries, I make chili in my crock pot for lunch. I eat chili every day instead of having to go buy something for lunch or buy more groceries to make my lunches. I buy the cheapest canned beans, Lacey. I know, it is bizarre how many people just won't make the sacrifice of their time in order to make a lunch to bring with them. And chili, yes, I could eat that every single day. And I'm good at chili. Real good.
The Gunnar Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Somebody just texted and said, hey, it's April Fool's. I'm on my way to work. My husband has the day off. Can you think of any harmless tricks I could play when he gets up? April Fool's jokes to play on your husband. How about this one? How about you get a secret phone and accidentally just let it fall out of your purse and onto the chair beside him, and then just laugh when he's like, you have a secret phone? That might be funny.
Yeah, I mean, you could fake maybe a phone call, some devastating news. That's always funny.
Yeah. It's...
I remember hearing a prank phone call once upon a time in Calgary where the guy called up this man and told him that his prized dog died at the vet. That was hilarious.
Ooh, I wouldn't be able to do that.
Not a big April Fool's Day guy.
No, neither am I. Well, how about this one for your husband? You know what you do? Hang on, hear me out on this. Send him a super sexy text message.
Oh, baby.
Like a really sexy one. Maybe even include a kind of a saucy picture, if you know what I mean.
Oh, mama.
And then when he texts back and he's like, oh, yeah, baby, I can't wait until you get home, respond with, oh, that wasn't intended for you. That might be funny.
Ooh, that'd be hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Are we bad at April Fool's Day jokes? I think we might be.
Here's what you do.
Okay.
Wait until he wakes up.
Mm-hmm.
And when he first leaves the house, hit him with your car.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
But make sure you video it for TikTok.
Yeah. And then send it to America's Funniest Home Videos as well.
Yeah. America's Most Tragic Home Videos.
I have nothing for you. Depends how he goes over the hood.
Yeah, I have nothing for you. I'm bad at April Fool's Day jokes. Terrible at them.
I find it exhausting. I'm on pins and needles all day.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast. Theme music by Garner Andrews. Guests of the podcast enjoy old candy in a jar that's unlabeled. Mmm. Mystery candy.